Chapter 1. The Nature of the Instruction. The pure Dharma was molded and shaped in accordance with the experiences of the lineage masters, who expressed the teachings in ways most suited to the time, culture, and dispositions of those training under them. Thus, Buddhism came to have many faces, but the essence of all valid transmissions remains the same: to overcome negativity, to increase goodness, and to cultivate and liberate the mind. Although the last century has seen a great decline in religious interest throughout the world, people are once again beginning to appreciate the need for inner development. Many spiritual traditions still thrive throughout the world. The great lack is not in the teachings, but in our not having the inclination to study and practice them. Quote, "Here, for spiritually inclined beings who wish to take advantage of the opportunities afforded by human life, is a treatise on the Lamrim tradition of meditation. What is the Lamrim tradition? It is the essence of all teachings of Buddha, the one path traveled by high beings of the past, present, and future, the unabridged synthesis of all practices included within the three levels of spiritual application. Lamrim is an especially profound aspect of Dharma, for it is a tradition of practice sound in origin. It has neither fault nor shortcoming. It is a complete training perfectly uniting both method and wisdom aspects of the path. It provides all levels and grades of the techniques passed through Nagarjuna and Asanga, from the practices meant for beginners up to and including the final technique before full Buddhahood, the stage of non-practice." End of quote.